Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service, located right off I-94 in Avon. This morning we check in with Bob Wirth. Bob is a farmer from Lake Benton, Minnesota, current president with the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association. And we wanted to have Bob, we had him on the program on Noontime News on Friday, to give his reaction and a Minnesota reaction regarding EPA and their lackluster report or releasing of numbers when it came to the RFS. And Bob said disappointing is the least of words that can be used when it came to the obligation numbers released this week by EPA.
That's a good word, disappointing, very disturbing. You know, the Congress passed the RFS, Renewable Fuel Standard, a few years ago, and it was the direction that we were going to be leading, direction of biodiesel, biofuels, ethanol, all the good fuels that we raised in a direction that we really wanted to go. And all of a sudden, the EPA just doesn't want to follow what Congress wrote for us. And so it's really disgusting and disturbing, and it's also going to cost us some good economic development, because I've already heard of three crush plants and of the soybean crush plants that are going to put it on hold, or maybe even just say no, we're not going to do it. So this is causing us some serious problems.
It's unfortunate because infrastructure and the ability to fill that demand is there, and more so to back off on it, like you said, it's that domino effect in a real negative way.
It is really, really disturbing, and you know, especially when things are so volatile right now in agriculture, this is one thing we did not need.
Bob Wirth, joining us, president with the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association. I'm sure it's hard, too, when you don't necessarily receive transparency. I don't know. That might be a bad word as well, but it seems like there's no basis behind these decisions, Bob.
No, there isn't. And I don't know the direction where the EPA is going. We probably know. We probably don't want to talk about it, but, you know, this administration and everybody around it seem to want to go to the electric cars, and that's the direction they want to go. We know the state of Minnesota is kind of leaning that way. So, I mean, this is just probably one more way to get it done quicker. It is to lower the RVOs. So, you know, it's just frustrating, because we know what biodiesel and what ethanol can do. It is what we wanted it to do, clean the environment. It's good for everybody, and it's got a good carbon score. So I just get really frustrated.
What's a plan of action, or what's next? It seems like as an industry, we're doing a great job in getting the word out there and promoting it. It's just, what's next? Is it more knocking on doors in D.C., Bob, or where do you see this going?
Knocking on the doors of D.C. And one thing Minnesota has got going for them, both our senators are really strong advocates of renewable fuels. Both Senator Klobuchar and Senator Smith are, and are same way with our Congress people. You know, they are really supportive of biofuels. And we are going out there in 2 weeks to go out and knock on doors and tell them our frustration and unbelief when this is happening to us. And maybe they can change their mind. Well, we thought they did when they did the RFS. We thought we had a direction we were going. But no, I guess not. So we're going to be pushing hard to get this thing, try to get it straightened out if we can.
Yeah, it's one of those things you wish they would follow maybe some of the research, too, reducing the greenhouse gases and removing those emissions, like you mentioned, too. All that stats and that information is there, Bob.
It is. I mean, it's there. It's a proven fact that our renewable fuels are good for the environment, good for us. I mean, it's really good for us farmers, because guess what? We raise it every year to move on to the market. And it's good for the people that are using it, because it's a good, clean product. We just got to convince our people in politics and the power to believe what we present to them. And that's always a little bit of a frustration because sometimes they don't agree with everything we say, even if we have the facts.
And there's still that dependency on our foreign folks, our partners, to kind of allow them to really hold a purse when it comes to our energy. And this would alleviate that, but so far, no.
That's right. I just don't know the direction where we're going. And, you know, you think you understand it one day, and then the next day they turn around and do this the opposite. You know, I thought, Minnesota's leading the charge with a 20% biodiesel. That's a huge number. 20% of all the diesel fuels in Minnesota has biodiesel in it in the summertime and 5% in the wintertime. And we just thought maybe it was just going to keep going up and use more of our product. But it's not. So we got to go back and regroup, and then we'll move forward, Joe. It's going to be a challenge, but I guess we are all up to a challenge.
So, Bob, you mentioned going to D.C. here in 2 weeks. Is it strictly regarding EPA and the RFS, or are there other issues at hand as well?
Well, we got one big issue we got to talk about, and that's the Farm Bill. We need to get this Farm Bill done and going in the direction that we want it to. So, and then we'll be talking about the EPA and the RFS, RVOs, to get this straightened out. And I hope we can. I know they'll listen to us. I don't know if EPA will ever listen to what we have to say. That's the frustrating part.
Farm Bill is an extension. Can we tolerate an extension, Bob, or do we need some new criteria in the new bill?
I think we'll get some new criteria, but I really think we're going to get a Farm Bill. I just really feel that before the end of the year, we will have a Farm Bill in place. You know, Senator Stabenow is retiring, and she is the head of the Senate Ag Committee. And this is one of her goals, to get this Farm Bill done. And I have a feeling that the Senate and even some of the members of the House are going to make her wishes come true. You know, we don't want a lot of things changed in the Farm Bill. I think we do have a good Farm Bill. There's some tweaks that we can make it better. We want to make sure that, you know, crop insurance stays where it is, fully funded, and we want to make sure conservation gets up. We understand SNAP, is the nutrition part of it, is really important, that we want to make sure that that is adequately funded. So I think we could get this done if we can all work together. And I'm not so sure that the House Ag Committee and the Senate Ag Committee will get it fully done. But when we get voting on the floor of the House and the floor of the Senate, are they going to get it done? That's going to be a big question.
Minnesota Soybean Growers Association President Bob Wirth joining us on Noontime News on Friday, and his comments regarding the RFS and the recent announcement by EPA. As Bob and others will be heading to D.C. here in 2 weeks. And of course, as you mentioned too, Farm Bill is going to be on that agenda as well, and still quite a bit of hope to get something done here in 2023. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning, it's brought to you each and every week by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. For KASM Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. Have yourself a great weekend.